Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Nekof Radio. Passengers using Manchester Airport are being advised to check their flights before travelling today, following major disruption yesterday. A technical failure affecting the National Air Traffic Control System caused widespread delays across the UK. At Manchester Airport, at least 117 flights were delayed and 19 were cancelled on Tuesday. The technical problem has now been resolved, but some knock-on disruption may continue today. Passengers are therefore advised to check the latest status of their flight with their airline before leaving for the airport. In North Manchester, a man remains in a critical condition following an explosion at a house in Harper Hay. The explosion happened on Ash Street. A man was taken to hospital in a critical condition, while a woman also received medical treatment. Several neighbouring properties were evacuated as emergency services responded to the incident. The cause of the explosion has not yet been determined. Police are investigating a serious stabbing in Longsight. A man in his 20s was taken to hospital with serious injuries following an attack in the centre of Longsight. A 64-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the incident. Police inquiries are continuing, and officers are asking anyone who witnessed what happened or who may have relevant information to come forward. In Stockport, a registered sex offender has been sentenced to 2 years and 7 months in prison. James Davidson had posed online as a teenager while communicating with several young girls. He admitted an offence of sexual communication with a child, as well as 25 breaches of a sexual harm prevention order. He has now been jailed following the investigation by Greater Manchester Police. And finally, plans are progressing for a significant new residential development in Stockport Town Centre. Estate agency Edward Meller is proposing to redevelop its headquarters on St Peter's Gate. The plans could deliver around 190 apartments across 3 residential blocks, together with approximately 1,850 square metres of office and commercial space. The scheme is still at an early stage, and a full planning application has yet to be submitted.